Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being an effective witness is based entirely on you being a truthful witness, a true witness. And if the enemy can't do much with the testimony, he's going to attack the credibility of the witness. Isn't he? I know you've watched enough TV to know what we're talking about. If they got all this proof, everything points to the guilt of the person. And so we got an eyewitness. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, he pulled out the pistol. Yeah, he shot him right in the head. I saw it. Bam. It was loud. And they got gunshot residue on the guy's hands, and they got all kind of other stuff. So the attorney for the defense now, if he's got all this evidence, what does he need to do? He needs to discredit this witness. Elsewise, the testimony he just gave is accepted, solid evidence of the guilt of this individual. So what do they do? What do they do? How do you discredit a witness? Attack his character? Well, what does that mean? So-and-so, did you not also testify to such and such and such and such? But trying to do what? Trying to show some incongruity, trying to show some inconsistency, because lies are inconsistent. Have to be. A lie cannot be consistent by nature of what it is. There's no such thing as a permanent lie. I said there's no such thing as a permanent lie. In fact, you're reading in Proverbs, it says a lying lip is but for a moment. Why? Because a lie, by nature of what it is inconsistent. That's why when people tell a lie, and then they tell another one, and then they tell another one, that's why a lot of times why they think they had to tell another one, because an inconsistency of the first one came up. Well, why? What about this? So they invent another lie to try to cover that, and then by the time you get three or four, it's like trying to spin plates on the rods, man, because there's so many inconsistencies. Trying to keep your story straight is just not happening. Can you see this? And so if the attorney can discredit the witness, show that the witness has been inconsistent on other things, they can get the evidence called into question. You and I are witnesses. I said you and I are witnesses. And because of that, our truthfulness is of the utmost importance. Nothing destroys your testimony quicker and more fully than telling a lie. Because if you lied about this, it calls into question, even though you might have told the truth about this, it calls it into question. How do people know for sure that you told the truth? Lying is one of the most serious mistakes we can make as Christians, as believers. Because if you're sharing your testimony with somebody, if you're telling them what God did for you, what are they doing? They're looking at you. They're looking in your eyes. They're hearing the tone of your voice. What are they endeavoring to decide? Are you just a goofball? Did you just make this up? Or are you really telling the truth? Are you? And then, of course, if you work with them, or you live around them, and you lie about something else, and they know you lied about it, then what does that do to your credibility? What does that do to your testimony? It calls into question, I know you might not like to think it, but it calls into question your testimony about Jesus. We can't afford one lie. Are y'all listening to me, saints? We can't afford one, not one, lie. Now, I'm not talking about you made a mistake and you thought it was this way and you told it and you found out later it wasn't that way. That's not a lie. You weren't trying to deceive them. You thought it was that way. That's not the same thing. What we're talking about is you knew better. And you're purposely trying to deceive someone. You're trying to convince them of something you know is not true. It doesn't get any more devilish than that. The devil is a liar and he is the father of it. And when you are speaking a lie, you are yielding to him directly and you are talking his language and giving him place into our life. How many don't want to do that? Not ever, not ever. Do you despise the devil?
Yes.
He hates you.
Yes.
I said, do you despise him?
Yes.
Then make up your mind, you are not yielding your mouth to his lies.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
About anything.
Amen.
And it'd be hard to find in this building somebody that never told one.
Amen. Sure. Amen.
It would be. Starts early.
Yeah. Will.
2 years old. You hear the cookie jar rattle, huh? From the other room, you hear the lid to the cookie jar rattle. You come in there. The cookie jar lid's on crooked. Cookie crumbs are on the counter. Chocolate's on the little guy's face. You been in the cookie jar? And a lot of times people at that stage, they laugh. They think, how cute. It ain't funny. You won't think it's funny when they're 16 and lying about taking money out of your purse. This is as devilish as it gets. And we need to understand it. We must have no part in any falsehood or any lie. Make up your mind, saints. That no matter what it costs you.
That's right. That's right.
My lying days are over.
Yes.
Over. Over. Now you got to make up your mind right now. Because as long as it's an option for you. As long as it's an option. Why do people lie? Well, a big reason people lie is fear and pride. Don't want people to know the truth, ashamed, scared of what's going to happen. But all, how many understand being led by fear is being manipulated by the devil, right? It's all back to the enemy. The Bible said neither give place to the devil. And if you're giving place to this fear and this pride and this lies, it's just opening the doors up and inviting the devil in to mess up your life. There'll be times it's going to cost you to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Is there truth that's more terrible than a lie? See, people had to think about that one, didn't they? They're like, some stuff's pretty bad. Let me help you out. No. There is no truth that is nearly as terrible as a lie. A lie is the ultimate betrayal. It is as devilish as it gets. You're using somebody's trust in you to convince them of a lie. Get them to believe something that is untrue. That's what the enemy of our soul tries to do to us every day. You don't want to be on his team. You don't want to be helping him out. Say it out loud, there is no truth.
More terrible.
Than a lie.
Than a lie.
Lying is not an option for me.
I tell the truth.
Or I say nothing.
Amen.
Do you want to have a witness? Do you want to have a testimony that's powerful?
Yes.
God to be able to use you, then you can't get around this. You can't get around this. The enemy is constantly trying. If he can't just kick out your testimony, he'll try to discredit you, the witness. And this is one of the main ways he does it. In front of your family. How many know your children should never hear you tell a lie? Never. Your spouse should never hear you tell a lie. Never. Never. People have made mistakes in the past, but it doesn't have to be that way in the future. You can make up your mind that no matter what it costs, the Psalms talks about this, the one that dwells with the Lord. It says that the person that'll swear to their own hurt and change not. What does that mean? They're going to keep their word even if it costs you. Because no matter what it costs you, there is no truth more terrible than a lie. The lie is going to cost you more in the end. The devil will tell you, no, 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 now we can hide this. And it never has to come out. Another lie. I said another lie. Because Jesus said, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Didn't he? He was well, I know somebody, and they kept it covered, and they died, never did come out. It's not over, honey. This life is not all there is. Let me tell you when you want it to come out. Now. You want to get it dealt with now. Get it under the blood now so that it doesn't come out later. Not telling a lie is the best thing you can do. Telling the truth, no matter what it costs you. But if you mess up, what's the next best thing? Immediately. Let me tell you how to break yourself. If you're talking to somebody and they're still there, you just go back, you say, hey, you know that thing I just told you? There you go, yeah. That was a lie. Don't try to soft pedal it. Don't make excuses for it. Don't. A lot of people have messed up a good apology with an excuse. What do you do? I lied to you. I'm sorry. And just wait. Or if you get away and you realize if you need to, pick up the phone. Call them. Don't wait. Somebody say, don't wait. Make it right. Get it straight. Don't wait. Call them up and say, hey, you know, we were talking about that such and such thing. Yeah, you know, I told you such and such. Go, yeah, that was a lie.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.